This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Virginia Conchin reading Black Hole. Black Hole. I'm sick of my face. Can I take it off? Mask of pantyhose worn by a thief? Can I trade up for museum beauty or airbrushed celebrity perfection? Those faces don't crinkle or age. They shine bright as headlights of an SUV careening down the Autobahn en route to Mecca or the Lower Rhine. My face resounds, reduplicates, divides. If an equation, it's the string of symbols devised by Einstein to describe a theory of general relativity. The left-hand side pictorializes the geometry of space-time. The right-hand side, all mass and energy. Information is not knowledge, he wrote. Knowledge's only source is experience. My face is tired of experience. Sapped by being gaslit out of my true feelings, rage, reverence, adoration, antipathy. My ancestors, mostly potato farmers from hardy Eastern European stock, speak out of my face like prophets in search of an incarnate Messiah, my face a burning bush or wheel. You view my administrative face. Its abandonment during the throes of passion is also a mystery to me. Sad, slumping face, consternated face overwrought by cognition, face upturned with dumb hope, I trace your origins relentlessly. When my ex-husband called me a black hole, he was, in a sense, correct. My face a gravity field, so strong even light cannot beam. Supernova explosion, neutron star, lead me to a beyond deep within, eros of the unthought, undreamed. Black hole reclaims a derogatory term used by the speaker's ex-husband to describe her, to imagine her face as a black hole and cosmic mystery onto which insults can be projected, but cannot truly be absorbed because of the vastness and unknowability of the universe, of which the speaker is a part. In the poem, her face, like identity or outside perceptions, is conceived to be something malleable, but also reflective of her experiences and ancestry. By pictorializing and personalizing dark matter, the speaker turns what was intended for harm into a celebration of her life and participation in infinity.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.